Hey, bad friends, come see me live this weekend. I'm playing Los Angeles. I'm doing my hour for the Netflix festival here in Los Angeles. Go to andrewsantino.com for the tickets. Then I'm going to be going to Vancouver and Tahoe, Montclair, New Jersey, and Niagara Falls. Only a couple of dates left to come see me. But this weekend, bad friends, come see me, Los Angeles, downtown the Palace Theater on Saturday, May 7th. andrewsantino.com for the tickets. andrewsantino.com for them tickets.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
Dude, I'm an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Let's welcome Bobby back from Oklahoma.
So I shout out to Craig Drinking Water.
Craig Drinking Water.
Yeah, Drinking Water.
Drinking Water.
No, Deer and Water.
Deer Water. You texted me. You don't know the name.
I do know Craig Deer and Water.
Craig Deer in Water.
Yeah.
Craig Deer in Water.
Yeah, Deer in Water.
You're right.
The Red Corn family.
Shout out to the fucking Red Corn family.
Yeah.
Heavy shout out to the
Red Corn. Shout out to Sterling, all the gang over there. Shout out to-
Were the Yellow Corn boys there?
Yeah. I never met the Yellow Corn. I think I'm the Yellow Corn.
I was the Yellow Corn, yeah. You are the leader.
Yeah. Shout out to all the ladies at the tavern. I hung out there.
A little vague. Be more specific.
Gretel. It's a restaurant. Gretel. Bunch of people. Shout out all the people at Lowood and- Bull in the Alley. Shout out to not the fucking the hotel.
Gretel was there? Was Hansel there?
Hey. I had a really good time, man. That was a really fun time. I was in Tulsa for 2 weeks shooting Res Dogs. And I just love that show, man.
It's so good. I think you look really, really good. And it looks fun. Like, you look like it's a fun character.
It's a fun character because now I'm, you know... A little wild. Yeah.
Dr.
Kang is a little wild now.
Well, I want to say something.
Happy birthday.
Whose birthday?
I don't know.
How would you say
it? Idiot. Well, first of all, let's welcome back to the show a missing element of the show. The black stain on our hearts that is the most beautiful little nugget, the little cocoa bean that we love to bring to the show. And sometimes he's busy and can't make it, but he's back in black because that's his skin color. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Little Black Magic, a.k.a. Doc Willis, a.k.a. I don't park cars no more. Doc is in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, in the building. What's up?
Hey, Doc, you know it's summertime.
Yeah. He's wearing a sweater.
I roll like this.
You don't get sweaty?
No. This ain't even a sweater. It's like a thin t-shirt.
Yeah, maybe the liquor kind of makes it... Does it cool your body down?
Yeah, a little bit. I ain't drinking a day, though.
Yeah, on Twitter, there's a couple of women that have tweeted me, and they said, and in a serious way, not in a joking way, you have to be nicer to Doc. We can't stand it. You're a bully.
But they fuck...
Well. I know. So what I'm going to do for this podcast, okay, is be mindful... And be just super generous and kind to you. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a go because you know what? They might have a point, right?
Nah.
So I'm going to say you can wear whatever you want, even though it's fucking 90 degrees outside, right? You can drink whatever you want. I support your alcoholism. And I support...
So what is this? This going to be a Christian podcast now? What is this? This is... No. It's not...
No, I'm...
Listen. Is this going to be a Christian podcast now?
Yeah, it's going to be a Christian podcast. Oh. You know that?
Well, let's pray for your... How about let's all dear do a Jesus. Prayer together.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Jesus. Dear little black Jesus.
Dear little black...
He is black.
They might have a different God.
Black people?
Yeah.
What? I thought you said you're going to be nice.
No.
Right away.
I'm not saying the white God is better than the black God.
But isn't it, though?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, you
but
can't
I'd
get...
rather go to black heaven because it seems like there's better music.
And I bet he's hotter.
Yeah, black Jesus, that's Black Jesus.
Rudy, BBC, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You could see Black Jesus was like one of those guys that, in New York who does like dips and pull-ups on the playground. So you've seen those videos? That's Black Jesus.
He says stuff like, yeah, man, I knew Basquiat.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Black Jesus is hotter, right?
Mm-hmm. But
do you think Black Heaven is different than White Heaven? Do you think we're all together in the afterlife?
Yeah.
You don't think it's segregated?
I think it's segregated a little.
Where would it be?
I don't think God. There's one God. I don't think he's going to be like, all right, guys, this is your cloud or your section. No, he'll let everyone hang. But I think we would just kind of, our angels would fly toward our group.
You would do what people do in the real world. You kind of go by the people that you know. So there would be a black section of heaven. There'd be a Filipino section of heaven. Sorry. And of course, there would be there would be segregated groups.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And I'd come over to the cloud and I'd go, what's going on over on your cloud? Yeah. And you guys, you know, there's got to be a cookout going on up there.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be invited to the cookout.
The cookout. Yeah, you'd definitely be there.
I would come through. Would he get invited to the cookout?
Yeah.
Well, I think,
because, you know, we like.
I wouldn't come.
We like Chinese food, so. This is. You know, right. I mean, all of y'all welcome. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Do you know what this phrase is? Get invited to the cookout. Do you understand this phrase?
Yeah, either you're not or at.
But do you know what it's in reference to?
No.
Okay.
A song?
In black culture,
yeah.
Referring to someone who isn't black that gets quote unquote invited to the cookout means you're cool with black people enough for them to go, you can come to the cookout.
Yeah, I've never been invited to a cookout.
I know. I know you've never been invited to a cookout. Yeah.
Can you invite me to your cookout?
Do not.
At least,
invite him
in
to a
fucking cookout. Heaven.
No,
please.
You don't get that. You've got to do a lot of fixing down here on earth before you get invited to black cookout.
Yeah, now, let me ask you something.
You
do black
your
angels,
shit.
Just listen, all right?
They don't fly, by the way. They coast.
They hang.
They chill. Yeah.
Well, there's too much bling on the wings. You know what I mean? It's just heavy down with like a bunch of metal.
You can hear the black angels coming with all the chains knocking off each other when they fly.
Are the wings black as well, or is this just the body? I don't know. How does that work?
You know what?
What?
Show him the palm of your hands right now.
Boom.
White.
Feel it.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
A darker tan. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I did my 23andMe, and I'm like 17% white, if that helps. Yeah, dog.
Are you anything
You're like
else?
Barack.
I'm 77% like Congo, West
Africa.
And then I'm 2% Asian. And South Asian.
South Asian.
You're 2% South Asian?
Yeah, and like 1%.
You're more like
Latino.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you're Tiger.
You know what I'm saying? That's where his eyes come from.
What?
That's where your eyes come from. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that? You do have squinty eyes. Huh?
What are my eyes? Am I?
You have big eyes.
Big round eye.
Yeah, big eyes.
Big round eye.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of getting invited to the cookout, would either of these two get invited to the cookout? These Latinos?
Of course. 100%.
They would.
Yes. Yeah. Every minority is invited. Now, you guys would be a little bit.
I get invited to the cookout.
Yeah, you, because you.
But I'm a minority of whites.
You did a movie with Kevin Hart, so you get a ghetto.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did too, fucked hard.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said he didn't like you.
That's true.
What would Bobby bring to the cookout?
What would he bring?
Well,
would you bring? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, you know, if you go to Chosun or Parks, any of the Korean restaurants.
Love,
right?
Love.
What do they bring?
What?
To the table. That seems a little weird. Potato salad.
Oh, potato salad. I don't like that.
Oh, no.
I don't like
that. That's potato salad.
No. That's a big thing with black people.
Black people don't like potato salad?
No, we love.
They love potato salad.
But we argue with each other about potato salad.
They that's make the it. You can't bring it. If you brought potato salad, they would throw it away.
Okay, can I say this?
What's that?
I want to be nice, okay?
No.
No, let it fly.
You fucking little... No. So what I'm saying is that you think that I go low grade? Don't think that I go high grade?
High grade, I mean...
Last night, when I came into town, right, I wanted to see my dogs. So I went to Boa Steakhouse, right? I ordered two steaks. One for me and a $75 steak for my dogs. Okay.
That's
how I roll, dog.
I feel you on that.
All right. So I would come to your fucking
but
steakhouse.
But in a room full of strangers that don't know you, and you just come walking in with potato salad and it's all
really,
black.
They don't
people,
have television
like,
or YouTube.
Man,
they don't know who I am. Come on.
I mean, what's up? No, I'm just saying.
They're not going to know who I am. No credit.
If you walked in with potato salad, it's like, shit.
Here's why.
Slide that
shit
okay, to go the ahead. Side.
He's telling you, black people love potato salad. They take pride in it.
Yeah.
So if you show up with something whack or mediocre, then you get uninvited to the cookout.
Okay.
Now you're in jeopardy of never getting invited back. You got to bring something more monotonous.
It's funny because I imagine that me driving to a cookout in my head is going to think, this is the last cookout I'm ever going to go to. It's just a one-time deal for me. So if they ever ask me back, fuck it. That's what I want.
You just got to be
strategic.
Secondly,
right, if I had a cookout, because Korea, we don't call it cookout. We call it kuko.
Kuko.
Right? So if you were invited to my kuko, right, and you brought kimchi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same thing.
It's the same thing. But check it out, right? We would laugh.
Of course.
Oh, black man brought kimchi. Oh, you know what I mean? If you brought kimchi to our kukau, right?
Kukau.
We would laugh. We would whisper to each other, who brought the, you know what I mean? If the kimchi was legit, we would be like, we would go, this is legit.
Yeah, but I just don't think he'd bring kimchi. What would you bring to a Korean cook?
I don't know how you would make kimchi. Would you make kimchi? How does kimchi made, do you think?
Kimchi, I don't even know what it is.
Welcome back to Cooking
Seaweed, right?
You don't know what kimchi is.
Seaweed?
Okay, it's seaweed, yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's
seaweed,
it's,
what else?
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
Not sprouts. Mung bean sprouts.
Love Brussels sprouts.
We love it.
No, keep going. Right, so keep it's going, seaweed, so Brussels
seaweed,
sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
And, you said string beans or green beans? What did you say? Better.
No, the mung beans.
Okay, mung beans.
Mung beans. You know, you don't talk. But, I don't know, fucking.
Yeah, mung bean. What? And then how is it prepared? You take the seaweed?
A little bit of Miracle Whip, right?
Yes. Fucking, he's you know pretty mean? Close.
Yeah, Miracle, yeah.
A little bit of hot sauce. A little bit of hot sauce.
What kind of hot sauce? Probably. Tabasco or Louisiana?
Wasabi. A little bit of wasabi.
Wasabi.
Hell yeah, fam. Now we cooking.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, I don't know how to
Yeah, if you brought that.
I just know.
If you brought that, we would kick you out of our kuka. All right? Yeah, because that's not kimchi.
Can we do a
How do you make kimchi?
Cabbage.
It's cabbage, right? And they ferment it with seasoning, right? And then they bury it for like a year.
Sometimes shorter, but it depends on how potent they want it.
Yeah,
but the stronger it is,
buried in a underground.
Okay,
yeah, that's pretty much what it is. There's no mung bean or.
Can we have? We can
they don't have a little white little sprouts in there.
You've never had it. How the fuck? What are you inventing?
I'm
something?
Just trying to. What sprouts?
Oh, you're talking about like.
Yeah, kongnamul. So that's kongnamul.
Kongnamul.
Kongnamul is a sprout side dish that comes out to the yellow one.
Yeah.
That's not kimchi.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So what is the kimchi to the potato salad for Filipino people?
Kimchi?
Do you understand what we're saying? Like kimchi is the thing that we're saying you'd bring. What would be
So
brought-
the Filipinos had a barbecue. What would we bring that's kind of like a customary thing that you guys eat?
Pancit.
Pancit. Yeah.
What's pancit?
It's like a noodle.
You think I'm gonna bring noodles to your fucking cookout?
But it's really good.
How offensive. I show up with a bag of noodles.
Yeah.
No, you have to cook it. That.
Okay, I have to cook it.
Yeah, that.
What's in pancit?
Pork.
Ooh,
oh, that's good.
That looks real
good.
Or
shrimp or carrots.
Yeah. And then there's obviously there's snap peas in there. And
yeah.
Is there cabbage? You guys do love cabbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would like this. This looks really good.
It is.
So I could bring pancit, but what if I made it poorly? Wouldn't you guys all be like, you shouldn't have showed up with it?
Yeah, we wouldn't invite you again.
See?
Yeah.
You get one shot. You know what I would always bring?
What?
You know what the go-to is for any culture?
What?
Liquor, booze.
That's true.
Koreans, alcoholics.
Booze. That's true.
Black people, you know I'm bringing some Hennessy, dog.
Hell yeah, bring it.
Filipino, beer. You guys like beer. Big beer culture.
Big beer, yeah.
For fancy, you know. Malibu? What would you drink? Malibu? Something like that?
Yeah.
You bring liquor. If you bring booze, you can't go wrong. If I showed up to a Korean cookout and I brought booze, no one's going to say anything.
Right.
If I bring a dish, it's like, who the fuck does this guy think he is?
Yeah, I've never, I've been to people's houses for the holidays.
What do you bring?
Nothing.
Bobby.
I literally don't.
You have to bring a gift.
I haven't.
No, but from now on, you must.
You do?
Yeah, because I went to Keegan's.
When you go to a fucking party, you have to bring a party gift.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you, Doc.
Did y'all do that?
Hey, Doc.
You do.
I am with you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I don't bring a cake. I don't bring a card.
Nobody brings a cake or a card
for a birthday party.
Oh well, birthday. Yeah. If I know
him. See, you're the odd man out. You don't bring anything. You're rude. That's me.
You don't bring nothing for people you know.
No, he barely shows up. He was late to his own fucking birthday party this year. And didn't even fucking stay. You know what he did? We threw a birthday party for this degenerate, and he fucking left before the party was over to go to a spot. And we stayed.
It was a great spot. what a magical night.
Wow. Nice.
No,
I went to...
You have to bring something for people.
All right, from now on I know.
If I invite you over to my house to eat dinner, which I did, that night you came over.
I did.
Yeah, but if that's different than if we have a party. If I have a party, you have to bring something.
Like you had...
If it's just you and me.
Let's backtrack here for a second. Let me ask you a question. Okay?
Sure.
What kind of party is it?
a little get together. If I said, hey, I'm having people over on Saturday.
Now, let me ask you something. You know who I am, right?
Bobby Lee.
All right. So you know how I am.
Chinese.
No, I mean, that's not what I, that's who I am. That's back to who I am or what I am.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know how my behavior is like, my personality.
Yeah. Annoying.
Okay. Would you then expect me to bring something?
No, but you're 50. You should know by now.
That. So I was invited to Keegan Key's birthday party.
You brought nothing.
And there was a fucking table full of presents.
Right.
And Kalila and I just kind of zipped past the table. Right? We pretended we put something in it. And
this is why.
We did a hand motion. Yeah.
This is why you're not getting invited to stuff. This is why. You complained earlier before the show.
Huh.
This is why.
Interesting. I guess you're right. I apologize.
You got to give gifts.
All right. All right. Let me just say something. Let me finish what I'm going to fucking say, okay? I'm so sorry, okay?
Thank you.
From now on, for any cookout, right, for anything that I'm invited to, I'm going to bring something. It's not that I don't want to. Like, I'm a generous person. Mm. I'm not generous?
You can be.
I'm generous in a certain way, like, in terms of, like, if we go to a meal, I always pay, generally.
Okay, let's stop there.
Stop.
The reason you do that.
It's so I don't have to bring the birthday fucking gift.
Correct. But you, no.
Yeah, that's why I do things like that, so I don't have to do these other
you
things.
You pay because you don't want to deal with the money thing. You just want to go here, and I want to leave. That's more self-serving.
No, stop. No, that's not true. It's yes, from my heart.
No,
it's pure from my heart.
It's not.
Right? The second thing I do is, and ask anybody, right, at the Comedy Store, right? I always loan people money.
That's a bad idea.
I'm just saying, I was always the guy, right? Did I loan you money?
You didn't loan it to me. You gave it to me.
Yeah, yeah. So I give money away.
That's nice.
No, that's why I give homeless people money.
Oh, okay.
All the time. I'm just saying, right? Because the way you're painting me is like this selfish, like.
I don't need to paint you. You paint you.
I'm going to paint myself.
Well, start painting.
Yeah, like a Rembrandt. I'm going to Rembrandt it out right now.
Bob Ross.
What?
Bob Ross.
Or I'll fucking Pollock it. Jackson Pollock it.
You are kind of Pollocky.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I am. I just spray shit on canvas, dude.
And what am I?
What?
What am I?
Whew. You are Coons.
Oh, I love Coons.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Coons.
Yeah.
No. Relax.
Oh, I'm about to say. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's gonna take any of those words the wrong way. Coons is a real artist. Yeah, bring up Coons. He's a real artist. Yeah, yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
Look at some of his stuff, though. You've seen it before.
I know who he is.
Yeah, he's good.
Then why did you... Were you offended?
Yeah, because I didn't know. He just threw that out, so I didn't know that's who he was talking about. Yeah, yeah. I know who this
is. That kind of looks like me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like me in a couple years.
Yeah, yeah. You're like Jeff Coons.
You know who you're like?
Who?
John Baldessari. Do you know who this is? John Baldessari? This guy's fucking incredible.
Heard him.
Okay, so Baldessari got
famous. Oh, I know him. I know him.
He got famous. You see these dots that he puts over? So he would take very, very like essential photos or pictures that existed in the world of social culture.
Yeah.
And he put these. You remember those dots are from the store. You know from the old like 99-cent store?
Yeah.
And he started doing this to like really famous photos. And then he did it to his own stuff. But there's a great little mini piece on YouTube somewhere. You got to look for it. Baldessari one day got so sick of the way that the art world was, you know, manipulating his art or whatever you want to say, or like using his. So he burned all of it. He literally burned everything he made.
Yeah.
That's you. You're John Baldessari.
Yeah.
In a beautiful way. He burned it because he was like, fuck you.
System's not fair because because a lot of people, they turn paintings.
What do you mean?
So they'll buy it, right, from an artist or whatever for like, you know, $50,000, and then a year later they'll go to an auction and sell it for $8 million.
Right.
That's and the artist doesn't get a piece of it. Right.
Right.
They turn. It's a completely backward system.
But that's one argument for why NFTs are kind of logical.
Yeah.
As odd as it is.
Yeah.
Like if real art could be NFT'd in the sense that every time it was bought and traded, the artist got an original kickback. That's what an NFT literally is.
Yeah.
So when you talk about physical art. The way that it doesn't have a kickback to the original artist, uh-huh. I think is the problem with art. The problem with an exchange of art dealers. That's the reason that fucking Banksy wanted to shred that art. And then ironically, it made it worth three times as much.
Yeah.
But it's like the artist should always get a kickback from the original thing they made.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't fucking start doing
it. There's some artists though, like, that make millions of dollars. And there's this one guy, I forgot his name, but he takes animals, puts them in formaldehyde. And sticks them just in a cage. Not a cage, but like a water tank. Like you would see a fish tank or whatever.
Right.
and $10 million.
That's his art.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, ask, see, I think there is a guy that does that.
So he taxidermies the animal.
Yeah, and he puts it in a fucking...
But is it? But is the piece that it is in, is that creative? Is it in like
no, a... it's a black... Like, one of them was a goat.
I do love goats.
Yeah, goats are great. And the so one guy that bought it, right, he was looking at the tank one day, and there was white stuff coming out of the goat's nose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Go on.
And he had to drain the fucking formaldehyde. And then wipe the fucking, like, clean his own art almost, right? Like that. That's it, the guy.
I don't know about wow. that.
Right? That's a real artist. What's his name?
Brian Fuller?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
That's it.
That's pretty beautiful. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that's stunning.
I know. But how much does a horse cost?
In real life?
Yeah.
Tens of thousands, like 10 grand, 15 grand.
So that's a $15,000 horse, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think that that...
Well, first of all, that's a pony.
Oh, right, well, a pony. How much is a pony?
Probably a pony. Same 10 grand. That's a pony.
10 grand, right?
To you, it's a horse, Doc.
Yeah. Yeah. To you, it's a mammoth. Yeah, but, yeah.
Pony's about $1,000. I think that's got to be
okay, let's just,
yeah, lowballed.
Let's go a highball, $10,000 for a pony.
Okay, fine. It's a really
How
nice
much do you think that fucking thing is to make?
The box?
The wood. Yeah, the wood seems...
Couple
grand, right? Formaldehyde, I don't know how much that costs.
I think you can get that for free.
Right, right. To kill the pony.
That's fun.
That's fun.
That's free fun.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be free, yep. Right? And then how much does that painting cost? Or that artwork?
$200
million. $200 what? Fucking million dollars?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's do this, Bob.
I know.
You have a house filled with animals.
I would do him.
Yeah.
I would kill him, put him in formaldehyde. How much would you get for a human?
I mean,
just Doc with his little dick.
You get life in fucking prison. Yeah. That's what you fucking get.
Black, we call it black man little dick.
Not
that's what we call it. Black man floating in water little dick, right?
The horse itself.
Yeah, in a nice way. I love you so much. Thank you. It's not a very talented.
Good title.
What is it? The horse?
The horse itself was called The Dream, and it's $4.1 million
for that exact. $4.1 million for the thing you just saw.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to start doing this.
I know. There's another piece of art.
How many animals are at your house?
7. I'm not doing.
No, don't do our animals.
Where the fuck are we gonna get the animals
for
from?
$4.1 million?
No.
Which one?
You gotta give up
Stubbs.
One.
Stubbs. No.
Yeah, yeah. Stubbs.
Maybe.
No, maybe who? Throw it out there.
Oh, she had it on her tongue.
Yeah, throw it out there. Throw it out. Maybe who?
You're so
it's
evil.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm not gonna be mad.
Remy.
Remy.
Remy. Yeah, we have Remy.
You want to kill Remy?
Because he's old. So.
He's 12.
Oh, so what? Older people don't belong?
Yeah.
So no. Older people shouldn't live?
No, he's just going to die, so might as well kill him now.
Is that what you're saying about Tito Bobby? Because that's the exact thing. He's going to die soon. Might as well kill him now.
Maybe.
Oh, well.
Son of a bitch.
Ship Station. Hey.
Hey.
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
What do we use, Bobby, to ship out our merch to our fans?
ShipStation, baby.
You better believe it.
If you run an e-commerce business, Andrew, you probably feel like it's about time people stop treating an e-commerce giant better just because they're bigger. And you're absolutely right.
I agree. That's why,
ShipStation gives e-commerce sellers of all sizes access to the same deeply discounted rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies.
ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 sellers. And I gotta tell you, if you're terrified with dealing with international shipping, don't be. ShipStation makes it a breeze to ship anywhere around the world. So scale away. ShipStation can handle it, my friend.
ShipStation works with over 45 carriers. Easily compare rates and delivery times to quickly find the best option every time. Go ahead, Jules.
In fact, 98% of companies that you use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business.
And that's right. We use ShipStation. We love it. And if you've got a business where you're looking to distribute some stuff, you got to use ShipStation. Don't let those big guys keep all the good discounts for themselves. You can sign up using the promo code BADFRIENDS for a free 60-day trial today at ShipStation.com and start saving with every single shipment. That's 2 whole months of discounted shipping absolutely free. Where do they go, Bob?
Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in Bad Friends. Make ship happen.
HelloFresh.
Oh, I love HelloFresh. I get it delivered to my house, these boxes. It says HelloFresh on it.
Love it.
And I get super excited. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
It is true. I got to tell you, I love HelloFresh. I've been using this for a while now. And at first I was like, I don't know, because I don't love cooking. And you might not like cooking. this is so easy. A moron like me can do it.
Yeah, I can do it. I'm a moron.
They lay it out for you. They literally give you everything you need. All you need is like the essentials, like a pan, pot, salt, pepper, oil, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they basically just lay it out detailed for you to cook an easy, delicious, and they've got really healthy options too. So I think they've got, like, look, seasonal recipes like salmon, limon, and pasta primavera.
Pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options and skip weeks when you need to. Change your delivery date or update your preferences in all the HelloFresh app.
HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about. With 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options.
Hey, man, go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends16 and use the code BADFRIENDS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Again, oh, I love gifts.
That's HelloFresh.com/BadFriends16. Use that code BADFRIENDS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
There's another piece of art. This Jewish man owns a piece of art. I don't know who the artist is, but it's of a little boy facing a wall. It's a statue.
I think I've seen this before.
It's a little boy facing the wall. It's a statue.
Yeah.
But when you turn around, right, and it's a Jewish man that owns him. I mean, it's incredible.
That's it.
So from the behind, Whoa. You think it's a little boy.
Whoa.
Right, but when you look at the face, it's Hitler. Isn't that cool?
Oh my God, is that creepy? Zoom in on Hitler's face there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And please don't go, Dad.
Oh my God, $17.2 million for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Art, I know, art is crazy.
Doc, who are you texting?
Well, I was trying to find this artist that I was looking for.
Well, y'all. You can ask them. They got a computer up there.
Yeah, but somebody texted to me, and we was going back and forth looking at the prices.
What's
of the
artist?
Pictures.
Is it another Hitler thing?
No. It's I have to show you.
Would you put up a statue of like Mao in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would, yeah. Huh?
If
there are any artists out there that can make a Genghis Khan statue.
Yeah. Or how about a Andrew Santino, Bobby Lee statue? That size.
From the back, it's me. From the front, it's you?
Yes! That's amazing.
If someone can make
someone
that.
Someone can make that, right? So from behind, it looks like hair.
It's got a little red-headed guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I kneeling? Why are we kneeling?
And also the height, right? So it's like the tall one has to be, right, look like a little, and I've got to be smaller. But when you turn around, I'm the tall one, but with the red hair.
No.
Why?
It's going to look like that. I want it to be that.
Same size?
Well, I don't know if I like it kneeling. Something about that is very strange.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like it. But yet, somebody's going to spend 3 years working on that.
So what? Do it.
Yeah, do it.
I hope we have a fan that does that.
Yeah, and we'll sell it.
And we'll sell it. And the original artist will make all the money, and we'll take a little bit of the money.
Yeah, 10%. 15%. 15%.
15 or 20. 25. Yeah. And the rest, 75, 25. How about that? The artist gets 75, we'll get 25, and we'll auction it off on the show. If you can make a little statue, from the back it looks like me, from the front it looks like Bobby.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it's got to be high quality. By the way, talk about empowerment.
Yeah.
To have a little, as a Jewish man, I guess I understand. That is like the powerful, like, yeah, I own you, you little fucking bitch. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what it means. It's like diminutive. He's bowing to you a little bit. He's kneeling.
Yeah.
He's praying for your for forgiveness so you won't kill him. I think if you were Jewish, you'd own this thing just to fucking lord over a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It would make sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing with Jackson
Pollock. You don't like it?
Nah, just buying some fucking apocalyptic type shit like that, that's just weird.
Okay, let me say this. What if a black art collector, a very wealthy black art collector, had a statue of a slave owner on his knees like that, like begging for you to not... Would you think that would be strange?
Yeah, I don't want him in my house.
Yeah, but don't you think that would be sending a powerful message to people that come to your house that you've taken back control over someone that controlled you?
Nah, I don't think it would mean anything.
All right, well, maybe you're not an art guy.
But you're not an art guy. You're just not an art guy.
Yeah, I guess so. Because I can't see myself having something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, what about when my family come over? What they gonna be like, man, that's what I'm talking about. I had a white man on his knees. That's
hell yeah. It sounds like something someone would say.
And they're gonna be like, yo, how much is that? You're gonna go, it's worth $19 million.
And they're like, hell yeah. You own the white man, the little bitch?
Okay. It's an investment.
I'm
right?
feeling that a little bit.
And probably originally that thing was probably somebody bought it for like $500,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And through time, it's an investment. It's just worth millions. These things just fucking go up.
You wouldn't want a little white slave over on his knees in your foyer when people walk in?
I mean, it's just worth some money, yeah.
Can you imagine? And then you put your keys on his little head, little slave owner's head. When you walk in, you put your Ferrari key on his little head.
Hell yeah.
You see, now you're getting coming around to it. Because then Black Success is saying, fuck you to the little white man when you walk in your huge house. Do you see? Do you get it now?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
That's why this person owns the Hitler.
There are certain arts that I know that I could have done. Like in the 60s, there was a guy named Larry Poons. He's a talented guy, but you know what I mean? I think Jeff Koons has an orb.
What do you mean?
It's just like a blue orb that's worth millions of dollars.
Correct.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
Because me and this girl was talking about this.
What?
What is
this
that?
This is like a pot that he was selling. And it was like 25 grand.
Yeah. How much is the orb?
He makes a lot of money just.
That orb is stunning, though.
I know, but I could. Don't you think, Jules, you think you and I can make an orb?
That's kind of boring.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
How about an assignment over the week? You guys bring in a fucking blue orb that's even remotely beautiful to any degree.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And we'll see if we can.
How much is a blue orb?
How much is Jeff Koons' blue orb?
Yeah.
Other things are going for over 50 million.
58.4 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Blue orb. Blue orb is worth 50 million.
Well, yeah.
Larry Poons, back in the 60s, used to put like little kind of dots.
Yes, I know.
On canvas.
Uh-huh.
Look up Larry Poons.
Jeff Koons rabbit fetched 91 million.
God damn, he is killing it.
Yeah, man.
Early work. Larry Poons' early work. Thank you.
I got to tell you something, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little dots right there.
The red one.
Yeah.
The red one. Right? Yeah. That. That right there.
Stunning.
It is stunning. But that right there is worth millions of dollars.
Because there's a lot of messages in there.
There's no message in it, man! Dots!
Let me analyze it.
Analyze it.
Oh, 8 dots. Oh, my God. Now I know what it means. What does it mean? Don't you know what the number 8 means?
Yeah.
Google the meaning of the number 8. Watch this. This is going to blow your mind. Meaning of the number 8. Watch. Yeah. Significance of the number 8 should not be overlooked. Professionalism, material freedom, affluence, and self-confidence are all related to number 8, numerology. That's not all. Many numerologists believe that the number 8 is associated with compassion, freedom, self-reliance.
Okay,
go back to the painting. Go back to
number 7. Let's see what the number 7 means.
Look at that.
See what the number 7 means. Every number has a fucking meaning.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Go.
A powerful number, inner wisdom, self-awareness, intuition, mysticism.
Oh, so, hey, Jules, he did 8. Let's do 7. You do 7 dots?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Do the meaning of the number 4.
Yeah,
keep watch the this. Meaning of the, yeah. It's going to blow your fucking mind. Yeah. Look at this. Self-expression and self-fulfillment.
Yeah. Okay. You do 4 then.
What does Doc do?
What?
What is the meaning of the number 0?
Hey, that's completeness. 0 is complete.
Spiritual standpoint, 0 is the standing point from which other numbers are created. 0 is the sign of eternity, evolution, and infinity, since it looks like a circle. So you know what, Doc? You are the infinite of this show. You're infinite.
I feel that.
Is that beautiful?
Yep, sure is.
What kind of art do you think you would make with infinite?
I'd probably make
Now, don't say a little statue of Hitler, because now... You said you didn't like it.
I would make a statue of an elephant.
What does an elephant mean to you?
Yeah.
Elephant is memory, massiveness.
Okay.
You know, they're like good luck charms for Indian people. So it's, you know.
Go ahead and explain.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it, but I know that Hindu people love elephants.
Indian people or Hindu people?
Pretty much the same.
Pretty much
so
the
all
same.
So all of it is Asia. So,
so mean, all of the Asians.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Never seen an elephant in Korea.
You've never seen one?
Is there an elephant in the Philippines?
No.
No.
Well, they're not allowed.
They can't swim?
Well, they're just too big.
Yeah, that's true.
Too big.
So you're saying there's no elephants in Korea?
Walking around naturally? No.
Oh, no.
Maybe in a zoo.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you mean? There's no elephants walking around anywhere other than Africa naturally.
And India.
I don't know if they walk freely, do they?
They do. Uh-huh. In India, they do.
Well, they kill people all the time in India. We know that.
See if there's elephants walk freely in
no,
India.
No, they do. Do you know they trample people in India all the time?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's wild to get trampled to death? That's one of the worst ways to die. Sheer weight crushing you?
Yeah.
Fuck. Sheer weight. Just heavy. Look at that. Just... 500 people's deaths were caused by elephants. Oh, my God.
Which is funny because...
How did your dad die?
Elephant.
By elephant?
Yeah, I brought one into the fucking the home.
Can you imagine your dad? They were like, he's going to live.
Yeah.
You brought a pet elephant.
The reason why I'll never get trampled by an elephant is because I just feel like out of all the animals, it's just the easiest to see.
They're going to, dude, do you not realize they can sneak up on you and kill you?
But it's not like a snake where it's like a bush, it's, you know, and it gets you because they're, Elephants, I feel like you could see it maybe from,
I'm telling you, dude,
a half a mile away.
But when they're running at you, you can't get away from them. They're too fast and too big.
Oh, really? So basically, like, I'm in the tundra.
Elephants can run like fucking 30 miles an hour.
Get the fuck, hey, Googled it.
So, but
African bush elephant can run 25 miles an hour.
God damn.
25. God. You can run 6 max.
That's fine. But imagine you're out there, you're in India, you're and you see a dot in the distance, right? And you and I are like,
what is that?
Is that?
I don't think it's a dot.
It's a mirage. It's a mirage.
Yeah, we're thirsty. Yeah. We've been walking all day.
Maybe it's like the sun in your eyes. Maybe it's like a little.
Is that getting bigger?
It's getting bigger. It's fine.
Oh, no. The ground is shaking a little
shaking.
Bit.
It's shaking. It's fine.
I think it's okay.
No, because it's, you know.
And then we're dead. Yeah, yeah. That's how fast it will kill us.
I don't think you would have time. I don't think it goes from little dot to
25 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know. And so fast. Can I just say this? Over the years, and you may disagree with me, I've learned a little move called dodge.
Dodge?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
Just through the years, you may not have this ability, right? But I have a dodging. It's just an instinctual thing to just move out of the way.
You think you're quick enough to dodge a fucking elephant?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, right? You think they're like a race? That's not an elephant.
An elephant would fucking kill you.
You didn't even move. I know, but that was more like a fucking
That was like eight miles an hour. This thing's coming at you 25. You're fucked.
It's over, dog.
If elephants flew was that fast, fuck, it would just be the number one killer of anything on planet Earth. You son of a bitch. It would just be, they would be a star. We would kick them off the face of this planet. There's no fucking way. That was so fucking funny. All right, fuck you, dude. No. Because think of this, right? They're not like a race car, right? You know what I mean? I think once you dodge, they have this ability. They don't have this ability to turn around really quickly.
Okay, do man getting chased by elephant, and I'll show you what you're going to look like.
All right.
Elephant chasing human due to foolish activity. And here's the problem.
Yeah, I don't do foolish activities in front of elephants.
That you know of. No, because here's the problem.
All right.
If they have their babies, they're really crazy protective. Yeah, and if they've got babies, they're going to fucking kill you. If you're anywhere near it, look at that. Oh, you're fucked. Look, and that elephant's chilling. He's not even running fast. Oh, he falls.
Oh, not the movie falls.
See?
God.
See? Oh, there's Bobby trying to dodge. Oh, where are you going?
Yeah.
See, now he went the
still
other way.
Still alive.
Because they're shooting at
him. He's still alive.
They're shooting at him. He's lucky that they were shooting and throwing stuff at him.
Oh.
Okay, how about this? The next bad friends trip we're taking is to Africa. And we're going. Bro, and I'm going to make you outrun an elephant.
Bro,
I'm going to make you out. So please donate to Bad Friends Go
Orny
to Africa.
Ask Adams. Ask Ian back, okay?
What?
I went to South Africa with them, and we did a safari,
mm-hmm.
okay? I saw the elephant.
Okay.
Okay? And let me tell you this right now. They were so far away, and I'm not like that guy, you know what I mean, doing foolish things, man. I'm not showcasing or anything in front of them, right? They don't even know I'm there. That's how far away I am. So when I went to South Africa... And I did 2 months of shows there. They said to me, listen, Asians are third class citizens.
I agree.
And I go, okay. And they go, just let you know. Right? We would do a meet and greet. And I know I would kill every show, right?
Of course.
No one said, they would come to every comic and go, you're funny. They would look at me and not even say anything.
No.
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
White people and black people?
Everyone.
So
right. No one said, good job. You know what I mean? And then check this out. I judged a local comedy show there,
mm-hmm.
right? I was like the celebrity judge or whatever, right? And the guy that won, right? I walked up to him after his performance, after the show was over. And I was with my girlfriend, Christine Portillo at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I tapped on the shoulder. I go, hey, man, I just want you to let you know you fucking killed it, dude. And he just turned around and started talking to the other guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? Like a third class citizen?
No, I tried to go get back to my judges.
To remove his win?
Yeah, I wanted to change the number.
So vindictive.
I wanted to change the number. Because we hadn't announced that he
had won. But was he the best?
Yeah, he was.
He was.
Yeah, but...
White guy? Black guy?
Black guy.
Black guy.
And then I complained like an asshole.
You complained that he won?
No, I went, this fucking asshole. You know what I mean? I fucking go say hi and say congratulations. He doesn't even look at me, right? And so he came to me because the winner got to do our show.
Oh, that night.
No, like a week later.
Okay.
So he shows up in a suit.
Oh.
And he's like, and Trevor knows everyone was there. And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, I just want to let you know that I got, nah, dude.
What? He tried to make up for what happened. He wouldn't let, you wouldn't let him.
No.
No redemption.
No, no.
One redemption. And done with Bobby Lee.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we've got him here.
Raycon. I love earbuds.
You know you do.
And I love music.
Yes, you
and
do.
And that's why I love Raycon. It's the most stylish thing that I can put in my ears. Moms are also often one of the few people in our lives who still leave voicemails on our phones.
That's right.
Or call us just to say hi. My mom does it every night.
She does.
So this Mother's Day, make that next mom call extra special. Spoil your mom with the gift of quality premium wireless audio courtesy of Raycon.
These wireless earbuds are a must-have for super moms, all those masters of multitasking who need to keep their hands free with Raycons. They can stay entertained, listen to their favorite podcast, Bad Friends, or music. Plus, take phone calls with Vivid voice technology. Everything is hands-free. Look, you know there's a bunch of little earbuds out there, but I got to tell you, Raycon, the music quality, the style, the sleekness, it's beautiful. And for moms on the go, Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life with their compact portable charging case. And they're priced very well, Bob.
Raycons are user-friendly for those moms who are just switching to wireless earbuds. Easy to set up, easy to use, and seamless Bluetooth pairing. Plus, they come in a bunch of fun color options.
Get your mom the color that you think she would love. I like these things because I like to go for little runs. When I go for runs, I can't have wires smacking me in the face, so I like to have wireless earbuds in my ear. Tell them how they can get some Raycons, Bob.
Tell mom how much you love her, and make sure she hears in crystal clear audio quality. With Raycon, go to buyraycon.com/badfriends to get 15% off your Mother's Day order.
That's buyraycon.com/badfriends to get 15% off your Mother's Day order.
Bird dogs! I love your shorts. Every time the summertime comes around, I look at your shorts, I ask you, where are you?
Those are my bird dogs.
Those are your bird dogs.
The reason I like bird dogs is because I like to free ball. I'm free balling. I like them to be out and about
red
doing their
testies.
Thing. My little red testies.
Yeah.
And don't test me in my red testies. My bird dog shorts are my favorite because they come with liners already built in. I don't need to wear underwear. I can just put them on and take them off and be free as a bird and waggle my wiener all over the yard. Bird dogs are stretchy. They're so comfortable.
And stylish.
They are very stylish. And you can wear them whether you're exercising, chilling at home, going to get a coffee with a friend. They've got that beautiful inside lining is my biggest. That's my favorite thing about it because in the summertime, your underwear, does it ever get stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Get creasy in your butt?
Oh, yeah.
Bird dogs take care of that. If you want to try bird dogs for yourself, which I highly recommend you should, go to birddogs.com, enter that code BADFRIENDS, and they're going to throw in a free bird dogs dad hat.
That's birddogs.com, promo code BADFRIENDS, and boom!
Boom!
A free bird dogs dad hat with your pair of bird dogs. Get you downstairs ready for summer with bird dogs. You will not take these things off, I promise you.
Do you want to say to him, now he's a successful comic, he's on a very popular podcast now. What was his name? Fakaku? Well, here's Fakaku. Fakaku, please tell him how you feel after all these years.
You know, I've always hated you.
Okay.
You know?
What happened to your accent?
What's my accent?
You're South African.
From South Africa.
Oh, okay. Bobby, I... But was it good?
Keep going. I like
Bobby,
that.
Bobby, you are a good guy. Maybe to your brother.
Stop. You're like Idi Amin. It sounds very...
What is that? Yeah, are you Native American?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even do accent.
Are you smoking all blood
I can
diamonds?
Do, let me tell you, whenever y'all ask me to do an accent, I can only do Doc Willis.
No, I like it. I like that.
Okay.
No, keep with that.
All right.
Hint, hint, Doc. That's why we make you do it.
To make me fucking look stupid. Okay.
No, not stupid.
Not stupid. No. Not stupid.
Not okay. stupid.
Go ahead. Fuck, walk.
Well, I'm going to say something about you. You are special.
Okay, thank you.
You have a heart of gold.
Thank you.
And you can kiss my ass. How about that?
Okay. Oh, he didn't like you. See, after all this time.
Yeah, I never liked you.
Yeah, you went one way and then went the other way.
Okay. I never liked you.
Okay.
Right.
Are you Irish? I've never liked you.
He did a little Idris Elba there too.
A little Idris Elba. Yeah.
Very good.
Can we get you? Would you be cool with us getting like an acting coach or something like that with you?
Like a voice coach, maybe.
Voice coach.
I think you can act. I think you can act. Right. Right.
Okay. A dialect coach, like a voice.
I had an acting class with Steven Snyder.
Shout out to Steven Snyder.
Who was the teacher?
Steven Snyder.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. Am I stupid?
I don't know.
Steven Statt.
Did you take acting class?
Have you seen my work? No. Fucking terrible. No, I never took an acting class. I took
Brian Reed for a while.
I never did.
Laura Henry, Meisner Technique. I did that for a year.
I thought about trying to do one. Leslie Kahn is very big here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She's very famous.
Have you done Meisner? Because have you done repetition?
Well, I did performance technique in college. I took a, so that.
You know what repetition is?
Yeah.
Where I say, you have a nice black hat.
You have a nice black hat.
I 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 have a nice black hat. And they just do, I don't know what's the point of it?
To change inflection and all that stuff?
And yeah.
Because you can say things the same way differently. Like, watch.
Yeah.
I love Bobby Lee.
You love Bobby Lee?
I love Bobby Lee.
You love Bobby Lee.
I love Bobby Lee.
You love Bobby Lee.
I love Bobby Lee.
You love Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee.
You love Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee. But imagine you spent $400 a week
doing that.
You gave the lady money, and you're sitting there with a white dude, a handsome white dude from like, you know what I mean?
Who does that?
Virginia, some kid that just moved out there.
Yeah.
And you're doing that for an hour, and you're going, that's $400. Back then, also, I had no money.
No money.
Yeah, so it's like, I just spent half my money doing this.
And once you go home, you're trying to think, am I just too dumb to know why that worked? Or did I just really get fucking ripped off for $400?
You did.
Yeah, you got
because
ripped
off. Because then you actually go to a set and you don't use...
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
No. You just do whatever
just
you
need.
Just
say your line!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're acting. Just say your line.
I want to say something I want to say something about your boy David Cho, who I love to death.
He's the best.
His performance on this thing...
Beef?
I think he's... Dude, it's going to... Look, I don't know anything.
Hmm.
But he is so good.
He's a natural.
No, I mean, so there's some scenes where I'm like, he's incredible. I don't like to do that thing, but something about, I think he'll get recognized for this work.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
It's very,
it's
very
a big show, good. Dude. Congratulations. Yeah.
I'm not.
I know, but you're a part of it. Congratulations.
Not really.
Yeah, you are.
Half of the scenes you don't see my face.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm not going to reveal why, but one day I showed up and I was like, why am I here 2 hours early?
Yeah.
And she's like, hair and makeup. I'm like, you don't see my fucking head.
Yeah.
I'm not even in the thing. You don't see me.
You know what I did in Reservation Dogs? We had a club scene. And they're like
a nightclub?
Yeah, nightclub where everyone's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just dancing, right? And I'm like, where's the camera? I'm kind of like, where's the camera? They're way over there.
They can't see you.
Yeah, and I go, okay, but I have to be here? Yeah, they see you, right? Okay. They go, action. I lay on my back, and I'm just on my phone playing Tetris, right? For like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I got up, and they're like, okay, we're moving on.
Didn't see you.
Liars.
Liars. Liars.
Fucking liars.
Man. But you're a giver, and you will participate.
And I participated.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I sent Fancy this. This is how deep our show stretches. Show them that video. So I got sent, Andrew Schultz sent me this video that's online. A guy is a tow truck driver, and people are recording.
I saw this.
You did.
Yeah,
and look at that. Look, everyone look in the corner there, what he's watching. A little bit of Bad Friends. If you start the video again, you can see he's watching Bad Friends up planted again. Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that fucking great?
Yeah.
And this guy is driving. You know, if you keep going, you can see there's another angle of, look at it. He's towing this car and he must have not hitched it right.
Yeah.
But holy shit. Look at that.
Yeah.
That is a Bad Friends fan if I've ever seen one.
What's great about our show?
Fucking that car.
Is you can do things like that and still participate.
That's listen. Right. That's a great fan. We love that guy. Whoever he is, I hope he reaches out to us.
Like when you're in the warehouse at Amazon, do you listen to our show?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, I'm
have not... you ever heard our show?
You know, little bits here and there.
Clips, you mean?
Yeah, clips.
You're on YouTube.
Because on YouTube, they show a little bit here and there.
So. But you never like listen to it?
No, Bob.
Yeah.
This is a picture I wanted to bring to light real quick. Not a fan. This is such a pervert photo. If show me a more perverted angle then guy.
Who is that? Oh, that, gross. That's George. I swear to fuck God, I thought. Oh, my God. I thought you were doing a fucking thing. Where like, look at this fucking idiot that I saw on the internet. The
way I mean, those words and are still real.
I was looking at the hand first and what, the way he's holding the glass like a fucking moron.
Look at this idiot.
And then I looked at the face like, that's George.
We're going to do a segment every week called Look at This Fucking Idiot.
Yeah.
And this is week one. Look at this what, fucking
look at this
idiot.
Fucking idiot.
He posted this and I wrote, why?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, he posted it online?
Sure did. That's where I grabbed it.
On Instagram.
You better believe it.
I cannot believe it. That's his post.
By the way,
yeah.
Let's analyze this photo.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is he cheersing with that thing? Who is that to? What is it? What is that?
Well, you know he has chickens that live there, right?
I know. This is outside. This is outside his house. This,
yeah, so that's chicken.
He's tending to the... Oh, that's chicken juice?
I don't know if that's chicken juice.
Are you telling me George drinks chicken juice?
No. I think he's toasting to a chicken.
Oh, that makes
that's
sense.
That's what I meant.
So the chicken's like...
Yeah, and he's like, bonjour.
Bonjour, chicken.
Yeah.
Bonjour, chicken.
George has chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What for? He's a farmer and shit? What is he doing?
Yeah, he's from the farm. He's a farmer.
He's a farm
shit,
boy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's also white. Fantastic. Whites are allowed to have all these weird things and nobody can question it.
That is goddamn true.
Like, right? if you watch the Dodo Bird, right? Do you ever watch Dodo on YouTube?
Never.
It's a series. It's Dodo Animals. And so sometimes it's like...
Dodo Bird? It's a show?
No, it's just called Dodo. Dodo.
I've never seen this before.
Right there, the Dodo.
Oh, I've seen
it's like
that.
It's all animals, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like whenever it's like, you know, a white... It's always a white family that has the squirrel or a raccoon,
yeah.
Or you know, or yeah. Some sort of marsupial they're saving.
Right.
It's never like a Korean going, look, I found a baby squirrel outside my front door, and I put, you know, I tend to it. No, it's like no, it's in the fucking kimchi jjigae. You know what I mean? There's no way. There's no way.
Well, they're not going to show off their meal. Are you going to get off of? Are you going to get off of Twitter now that Elon Musk owns it? You know, people are protesting and they're trying to get the fuck off Twitter.
I don't know what. So politically, is he right?
Is he what? Correct?
Right or left? In terms of political.
I think he's pretty central. I think he's proud of kind of a central,
like, libertarian. Just as long as he doesn't like, you know.
He's a pretty central character as far as I'm concerned.
You think he'll bring Trump back and let Trump have his.
Well, first of all, Trump publicly said he doesn't want to be back on Twitter. So.
Oh, yeah, because he has the truth one.
Yeah, his own thing. He's promoting. It's a
but
business.
Like Taylor Marjorie Greene wants to be get her fucking personal account reinstated.
Sure.
You think he'll do that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everyone should be able to be on there.
Dude, that's where all my heartache is, Twitter. So I never look at it.
It's gross. It's disgusting. My biggest
It'll ruin my day.
But don't you think everyone should be allowed to be on Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like who gets to decide what's fucking... what's good to put out to the world. There's so much bullshit on there. The weird thing to me about kicking Trump off Twitter was even if you fucking hated Trump more than anything in the world, okay?
Yeah.
You hate Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I understand. There's fucking porno on there.
Yeah, but
there's girls spreading their asshole. My little kid can scroll and watch a girl farting cum out of her butthole on Twitter, but you don't want this psycho on there? What's the difference? They're both
fucking
insane.
But is the girl farting cum starting an insurrection?
She might be.
All right. Well, then.
Maybe she's saying, you know, February 9th, let's go fart cum on the Capitol.
Yeah. I think that's the one cool thing that's happened over the last, the culture shift.
Yeah. In what regard? What do you mean?
Just LGBT and all that stuff.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. I just like the voiceless having a voice.
Okay.
Yeah. And being seen.
Okay.
Well, I there's some woke parts of me.
No, but
everything slept.
No, but I understand. But I'm lost over what you mean. What do you mean?
Sounds so phony.
No, you don't believe it.
No, I don't believe him.
What don't you believe?
You think he's saying that because he's pandering?
Yeah. Just let me ask
you something.
Have
you hey, let me ask you something, pal. Hey, let me ask you something, pal. You think I'm a panderer?
A little bit.
Okay. In what way? Is that the only?
Well, for this particular situation.
Yeah.
You just saw the pictures, and then what? You just got. Rainbow happiness all in your heart.
No,
yeah, oh.
No. You.
No, because there was a documentary called The Case on Prop 8, right? Mm-hmm. And I've seen that documentary 15 times. I love, you know.
You count it?
What?
You actually count?
Yeah, I've seen it a lot of times. Mm-hmm.
The Hollingsworth versus Perry.
That's a great documentary. It's on HBO.
It's a great book.
Yeah. And I cry every time I see that documentary.
Okay.
But he's asking, he still thinks
No, but what I don't like is that he thinks that I don't, he thinks that the pandering thing, and I'm not arguing with you, I'm just stating my case.
Okay.
Is that I'm obsessed with. If you look at my documentary on my Apple TV, most of them are gay documentaries.
Okay.
About their rights and about their struggles and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I really resent that you said that.
I still don't believe you. It's like a fucking. It's not there. It's. go ahead.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
What? Ask me why. Tell me why you don't believe it.
I've never heard you talk about like the gay struggle and like, oh, I want to, until like now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's funny. It's just new.
There's a lot of things that people don't know.
Like, you know how some people switch teams? Scott, they go, oh, you know what? I ain't a Laker tomorrow. I'm a Clipper. That's like his.
Oh, you're saying he's switching sides because it's possible.
Okay, you thought I was like a Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, you just jumped on
Ron DeSantis. You know, don't say gay.
First, he said you're a bandwagon gay fan.
You jumped on the gay wagon and you probably jumped on Black Lives Matter. And you probably jumped on the Proud Boys in a little while. That's how Bobby is.
Are you jumping on the gay bandwagon?
Wagon.
You're just jumping on all these wagons.
That's what he's doing.
Are you BLM? Are you jumping on that wagon too? Are you jumping on the Black Lives Matter movement wagon?
Here's the thing. I say this a lot. The thing is this. I have to say it now. Because when I'm angry, I have to go back to my original room.
I do like when we trap you in the thing that you have to wiggle out of.
I'm going to wiggle.
A mouse that we put in a little maze.
What I don't like is when I'm. Like when I was in, just hear me out. When I was in Oklahoma, right, I was talking to somebody and they were like, "Oh, I have seven animals." And they go, "Oh, that's weird. You don't seem like somebody that just throughout the years that I've seen you on television, thing just don't seem like somebody that likes animals." Right? When I'm just obsessed with them, right? There's a lot of things that I'm like in terms of the reason why BLM is happening, like in terms of the atrocities that happen between, you know, the police and, you know, Black people.
Do you believe that?
From Trayvon Martin to, you know.
You believe him?
It's good. He's good. Right? It's pretty good right now.
Are things that I'm obsessed with. I follow the trials. I you know, anything that's oppressive, you know what I mean? I just don't like oppression and authority, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm fully against it because I'm a kid from trauma. And my dad was like that. My dad was abusive and controlling. And that's why I hate Trump. You know what I mean? I just don't like any of that shit. And I fight against it. So, yeah, when I see gay people kissing in the middle of the street, it makes me feel happy.
Okay.
What does it do to you, Doc?
Shit. You get an erection. That's why you attacked me.
That's why I attacked
and
you.
I believe that you're gay.
You believe that I'm gay.
Yeah. Okay. Because you have a family, a history of gayness, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And I think that
back
you're
to that again. That's
I think you're
doing.
The serial killer. I think you killed your own uncles.
You think he killed his uncle?
Yeah. All right, that's my theory, pal. All right. Wow. So you go against me, I go against you as well. Okay?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is this you're on to something?
I'm sorry. You know what? You're a nice guy. I want to be mindful and I want to be nice to you. You can criticize me all you want. I'm not defensive and let's just move on.
Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Y'all want to move on to some Men in Black shit?
Some what?
Men in Black type shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, go ahead.
Play the video. Now trip off this. Cue it up.
All right.
Trip off this. All right, this is what's going on.
All right, so.
I was watching this video, right? And usually I watch these alien shit and I'll be like, man, this shit is fake. And I can't get through it. I try to collect information.
Yeah.
So I go to work the next day. Girl asks me, hey, can you show me the files for the pregnancies? I said, yeah, I'll show you right quick. So I show her the files and I said, let me read a little bit. I'm reading the fucking files and the fucking files match the fucking video that I was watching. Check this shit out. This shit is good shit. Play the clip.
Stop for a second. Can you stop for a second? What files?
Remember we did the files about the alien pregnancies, the unknown pregnancies on Earth? We did that on the show a little bit ago.
I understand that.
He's saying he was reading these files.
But I forget. Just re-educate me about what – did he bring in legitimate files?
No. The PDF. It's right here. It's a PDF. It's from the Defense Intelligence Agency, and basically the DIA says that there was aliens that came here. There's proof. And there might have been some pregnancies.
Okay. I remember now.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's on page 24 if you want to scroll down to that.
My God.
Now. Right,
so let's see the fucking video.
So watch the video.
So the video, you're... Okay. This is...
I'm watching this shit.
And what happened was that he came home one night, went into his bedroom, and suddenly these three dark, shadowy figures materialized through his wall into his bedroom. They were wearing the hats and the overcoats. They had glowing eyes, and they.
Let's stop there. Scary.
Okay, I'm.
That's in the PDF.
Watch. Hold up. Hold up. Now play. Finish playing the rest of that.
Well, let's talk about it. It's only. Moment to moment. Let's talk about it. Can we just do that?
Okay.
Well, so if you walked in your house and three black figures
go down to page number 20.
Well, they're also dressed at like 1950s PI.
So there's the pregnancies right there. See in 24? Yeah. See, it's an unaccountable pregnancy right there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Go down to 27. Because remember they said the three black spirits that came through.
Yeah.
So right here, they classify anomalies at the bottom.
Yeah.
For the type of anomalies that people deal with. So we need your motor morph right now. You know, can you read those lines?
Anomalies which have no lasting physical effects, i.e. amorphous lights, unexplained explosions, anomalies which do have lasting physical effects, poltergeists, materialized objects, areas of flattened grass, corn circles, anomalies which have associated entities, ghosts, yetis, spirits, elves, and other mystical legendary entities, witnesses, interaction with the AN3 entities, near-death experiences, religious miracles and visions, OBEs, out-of-body experiences, anomalies report of injuries and deaths, i.e. SHC, spontaneous human combustion, unexplained wounds as well as permanent healing that results from a paranormal experience. This is, what the fuck?
So this is like how they categorize the anomalies that people have seen and been.
And this is from the DIA.
This is DIA. This is from the Pentagon.
These are testimonies from witnesses telling these people this, correct? Right? It's not, there's people no proof witnessing. There's no proof.
Wait. We're going to get to the good shit. Now play the rest of the video right quick.
Okay.
Now watch this.
According to Bender, the three entities communicate.
Stop for a second. What's going on? I will play. According to Bender, who's Bender? The guy that's talking about the fucking thing?
The guy, no, the guy that they're talking about.
Yeah, so he's saying that. According to him.
Yeah, according to him.
I can say all kinds of shit according to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
In the Johnny Jepp trial, you they done? Kept using the word hearsay. This is all hearsay.
It's all hearsay.
All right,
let's go.
Hearsay.
Warning him to discontinue his UFO research and stop publishing his influential magazine, The Space Review. Afterwards, he became ill and didn't eat for 3 days. After this experience, Bender was repeatedly visited. He said they gave him headaches, they controlled him telepathically, and he ultimately gave up his UFO research.
Okay, that's it right there. Cut it off. Now see what he said? They instilled fear telepathically and was giving him headaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Go back to the goddamn documents and go up to page number 4. We need your fucking mouth on this one again, Tina.
God damn.
Now watch this.
Page number 4.
Okay. 4.
Did you memorize the number 4?
There we go. Now go right there. Read at the bottom where it say examples, Tino.
Examples of systems in the INSCOM analysis described as real and potential include precisely those asserted by good observers and victims of injury consistent with near-field RF-EM, NIEMR, thermal, infrasonic, and coherent light laser effects.
Now go down to page 5. Now start at bullet point number 3.
Ability to instill fear secondary to above, including the use of messaging and RF carrier wave modulated intracranial voices through thermoelastic expansion of intracranial spaces at 5 kilohertz.
Then, ability to cause frontal temporal headaches with
mm waves.
Right. And then, you go down a little bit more. Now they're going to men in black. Right there. See it?
Use of pulsated microwaves to temporarily interfere with short-term spatial memory.
What? You see, y'all don't. You see that shit? Y'all don't see what the fuck just happened? This shit is crazy.
Okay.
What?
Bro,
see this video, right?
This is them saying what people have said to them, what's been proven.
No. That's if you go back, you got to go back and read it. It's saying what they've done scientifically and what they diagnosed.
That they've proved that this exists.
There you go.
Who?
The DIA.
The DIA. The Pentagon.
The Pentagon.
It sounds like something that some guy told them this, but they're not. How are you able to observe those things scientifically?
What is Carlos trying to say?
The scientists would have to be there at the moment when all this shit was happening. You know those three ghosts coming in that look like Dick Tracy? You know what I mean? I don't know why they're dressed like that, but they're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, and they're coming
trench
in.
Trench coats.
They would have to have facilities set up, you know what I mean, sensors, a lab technicians, people observing it when that was happening.
But
if they weren't there, it's all hearsay after that.
But here's the thing: the video is just what I was saying is just connected to that.
The video is based. This is the script of that video, right? That's why it's like
no,
it's
they're
like,
not. It's they're not two telling the story. They're two separate things.
They're not two separate things.
They are. That's just ancient aliens right there. That's just something I just saw. Okay. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying to you, I'm going through the paperwork, and then I'm reading that, and I'm like,
how do you
shit.
Think that the fucking YouTube people even got this information from this? You think you're the only one that has access to this doc?
This been out before that, guy.
These
papers have just been released.
Right, but they've had these papers probably, right?
No.
Oh, so some guy just came up with these papers 2 weeks ago?
The Pentagon just released these.
Right, but
they had them classified.
In some file that's been there forever, right?
Right, so you're saying it just leaked out into...
No. But I don't... I have no idea. I don't know who knows who. I don't know the fucking back... Right?
Go up to the top of this document. Rudy, what do you think about all this stuff?
I think it's just bullshit.
Thank you, Rudy. And now you get to stay in the house.
Doc, you also had a headache when you came in here.
I still do.
Yeah. Do you think you're imagining the headache because of the aliens?
Oh, so now y'all want to fucking turn
No. He's asking a question.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
No.
Do you still have a headache?
Yes, okay.
Okay, let me ask you, Doc.
That's why I can't on the...
Time out. Wow. Have you experienced any of these things?
No.
You've never been contacted by a spirit, nothing?
No.
I've
been in dreams, and then at the comedy store, I saw a ghost.
So then, yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Who'd you 100%. See, Gus?
No.
Have you seen Gus?
Who the fuck is Gus?
You've never seen Gus?
No. You talking about the dude with the suit and the hat on?
Yeah, yeah.
At the comedy store.
I've seen him.
The guys?
I really have.
So have I.
Yeah.
We'll say it at the same time. What? 1, 2, 3. Mitzi's office.
Oh, I was gonna thank you for being about the room. Thank you for being about.
I saw him up in the stairwell by Mitzi's old office.
Yeah, I've seen him in that area. I saw him in
behind the window.
You know what I mean? From the top of the building, looking down at me.
Yes, yeah. Upstairs.
Upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always upstairs.
Fuck, all of y'all saw him. I haven't seen.
You've never seen this.
But who'd
thing?
You see?
I saw like some look like a thug.
That was Gus.
But no, mean? No, this was like
he's a guy. He's
it
wearing
was a guy
suit.
In a mirror. I thought it was.
It was Joe Torre.
Yeah, it was.
It was a Tory brothers guy.
Yeah,
Joe
but I
Torre.
Thought it was actually like Yorcy in a mirror, but it wasn't. It was a ghost.
Oh, so was he black?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like my ghosts white.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's scary. It's scarier when they're black.
Scarier when they're black.
Yeah, it's like a Candyman vibe.
That's a good thing.
How funny. Yeah. I like my ghosts white. I can't do black ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, I can't.
They got to be white.
Yeah.
So y'all actually
there's bees
don't think
flying around.
That,
flies or whatever. They
so y'all don't really believe what the Pentagon is saying. Y'all think
no,
this
no,
is
no.
Like...
Look, I think that document is saying what people have said. They're documenting what people have experienced versus what they have proofed actually took place. They're just saying here is a list of people that have described these things. Less so than. Here's proof that we know these things existed, right? Like you can say when they've documented all the different symptoms of COVID for different people and the long-lasting effects for long haulers and stuff, the range is insane. Some people say like their feet hurt or they swell more and they tingle. Some people say that their taste is forever changed, the way that they taste things. There's other scientists that say, yeah, but all these things can be a product of everything else in your life, right? Mm. Your diet, your sleep schedule. So this is the same way of saying, to these people, they experienced these lists of things, but we can't point to where they were, how they manifested.
It, also, they have a paranormal and a department. They're called the X-Files. You should watch the show. Mulder and Scully, they work there. No, my point is that you know they also probably have you know files on you know, paranormal things like ghosts and spirits
they
and
do.
This and that.
Because... Here's what I believe. I believe that all of that stuff did happen to these people, but they've manifested it.
Yeah,
I think the brain is so powerful that we literally manifest those realities to take place. And so they do. So it is real. It happened to them. But it's also unavailable for other people to access.
Do you know who Robert William Aprovia is?
Yeah.
You do.
You do,
yeah,
right?
I know
right.
He is, yeah.
You know Robert William Aprovia.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
I love Robert.
So imagine him saying, oh, yeah, I saw these aliens when I was sleeping in the tent. And, you know what I mean? And he comes and he talks to the FBI. Would you believe him?
If he saw it, I mean, it's nothing to believe with extraterrestrials. That's the problem with everybody. Everybody's like, this ain't Santa Claus. This is not Bigfoot. Extraterrestrials is somebody that has the ability to get to us, but we can't get to them. That's real. That's a real.
Why couldn't we get to them?
because we don't have the capability, the physical capabilities that they have as far as technology.
But here's what I'm confused about.
What's that?
Why would they want to see us?
Because they want, there's no logic into why people do that.
Because Neil deGrasse Tyson explained this one time that was pretty interesting. Like, would you ever try to talk to an ant?
Yeah, but that's
would you ever try to talk to an ant?
Yeah, but that's still you using your own logic on what you think.
Well, we can only use our own logic.
Yes, yes.
That's all we have.
But they, if they have another agenda, it doesn't matter what you think.
No, but my point is, if you're so advanced in your species, is so unbelievably advanced, you could never speak English to an ant. It would be literally impossible. There's too many barriers.
We document the ants.
No, but imagine another force is so much smarter than us. Why would it waste its time with us? If we're the ant.
For whatever that agenda is.
Nah, see, we don't fuck with ants. You just keep moving.
But that's just a logic that you're drawing
until they get
up
in your kitchen and then you're like, fucking ants.
Or what if the aliens already have us and planet Earth is a human farm? Like we have ant farms?
Yeah, I believe that.
We captured ants, but we put them in a little thing.
Well, I got to tell you.
And the ants have no idea. They're just doing their business, doing their work, this and that. What if we are just a thing that they in some alien's house?
This has been explored before. People have thought about this.
Yeah.
But also, fine. They're doing a great job. Whatever you're doing is great.
Yeah, what do we care?
Thanks for making us a good, great show.
Yeah.
If this was their idea,
yeah.
Fuck yeah, aliens.
Yeah.
They're like, we have to watch these guys together do a podcast.
All right. Let me tell you something. I love you, Doc.
Love you too.
All this shit is insane. And it's I want you to keep exploring it and keep bringing new evidence to the show every single week.
Right. Every week you do. Please.
Please.
Because you know what? Slowly.
You're going to crack. Surely you're going to crack us.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's do this. What about Sifa and Difa?
Okay, do you want to save that for next week?
We'll save it for next
week. Let's save it.
Right. You come back the next episode, please. Right.
Okay.
We'll talk about Sifa and Difa. Okay. Right? We'll talk about whatever you want to talk.
All right.
Everybody has an assignment also for next week is bring something to the cookout. Everyone has to bring something here to the cookout.
I'm going to bring you a potato salad. And next episode will be a cookout episode.
How about this? You bring him potato salad, you bring him kimchi.
Okay.
We'll taste each other's shit.
I'll bring potatoes and beer.
You bring something. All right, so guys, great episode. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.